Please listen carefully.
Hello, world. Welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
We are part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded positive news stories every day in order to change the tenor of news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
Every weekday, we publish 10 stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now, we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, and home office-worthy podcast.
So by subscribing, listening to, and reading and sharing The Optimist Daily, you are on the front lines of action-oriented steps towards solving our world's biggest problems. And there's quite a few of them right now. First you, and then 100,000, and then 100 million people focused on solutions will change the world for good.
Today is Wednesday, March 25th, 2020.
And here are today's top solutions.
All right, today's first story, Christy, is in the design section of the Optimist Daily, and it's about how there is some hope. There is some light at the end of the tunnel. China offers hope as stores and studios start reopening. Oh, how quickly the world changes. As we all know, how odd it feels to be restricted to our homes due to coronavirus. It's easy to slip into a negative state of mind as we enter this period of uncertainty. Yes, coronavirus has cast a dim light on the future. But if we look to China, we'll see there's more than enough reasons to stay hopeful. Just last week, China recorded its first day with no new cases of coronavirus, prompting architecture and design studios to reopen their doors. This week, tourist attractions and stores are reopening on the mainland. And while Wuhan, the city at the epicenter of the pandemic, is still under lockdown, the Chinese government announced the lockdown will be lifted on April 8th. Across the country, all but two of the 1,119 highway entrances and exits that were closed during the outbreak have reopened, and the temporary coronavirus hospitals that China quickly constructed in response to the outbreak are being closed. Although China is still on high alert for a possible second wave of the virus, seeing the country slowly get into motion shows us that, yes, life will go on again. And while the world we once knew resumes again, hopefully we can use the lessons of shared humanity that came with this period to shape a better world for tomorrow.
That's a good story, Summers, and it reminds us that we just have to hang on for a period of time, and then we can resume more normal activity, even if we have to stay mindful and be aware. But we have a long way to go here in this country before we get to that.
Yeah. It's nice to know there will be an end.
All right. Well, let's move on to our next story, which is about staying calm and how yoga is the perfect vehicle for reaching a state of calmness. And this is in the health section of The Optimist Daily. These days, having a calm state of mind and a strong immune system is of utmost importance. Fortunately, yoga can help you gain both of those things. According to Yoga Journal magazine, yoga helps lower stress hormones that compromise the immune system while also conditioning the lungs and respiratory tract, stimulating the lymphatic system to oust toxins from the body and bringing oxygenated blood to the various organs to ensure their optimal functioning. On a more spiritual level, yoga has also been found to help people become more compassionate to themselves and to others, something the world can definitely use right now. With all of this in mind, there's a sequence on our homepage today on the Optimist Daily that has a few poses that if you want to practice them, it can just take for 5 minutes. It'll help bring calmness to you. Poses include crocodile pose, child's pose, supine twist, and leg stretches. And so check out the story there. There's other resources that I've been using. There's a YouTube yoga teacher who I've been following, which is, her name is Cassandra, and she does these wonderful 10-minute practices every morning. I've been working out with her, and it's been one of my life-saving buoys in this time of stress and social distancing or physical distancing while it's keeping me sane.
We also, on the team at the Optimist Daily, have been doing the free meditation offered by the Chopra Center. If you go onto the Chopra Center meditation app, you can download currently a free 30-day or 21-day meditation, and it really is speaking particularly to finding hope and calm in a really tricky time. We actually had kind of an intense day at work yesterday. No shock, it's an intense time for everybody, and we all took a mandatory break and went and meditated. So I'm going to give the yoga a try today, though, because I have not been doing that myself.
I think it's good, and it supports you on your physical level as well. Don't forget to breathe, Summers.
Okay, deep breath. All right, our next topic is also in the design section. Christy, we seem to do this. Like yesterday was Environment Day, today's Design Day. Please pardon the background sound today, guys. For some reason, my cats and dog have decided that recording the Optimist Daily podcast is the perfect time for romping. So if you hear meows in the back, it's just Copper and Clover saying hi. Santa Monica's new civil building will produce more energy than it uses. The city of Santa Monica, my old hometown, will soon welcome a new civic building that will not only bring the various municipal departments scattered throughout the city under one roof, but will also fulfill the Living Building Challenge, making it the largest civic building of its kind to meet the world's most rigorous and comprehensive green building standards. Designed by Frederick Fisher and Partners, the building will be a model for self-sufficiency and ecological resilience by producing more energy than it uses. Scheduled to open to the public in April of 2020, the 50,200-square-foot Santa Monica Services Building was designed to surpass even the highest LEED certification requirements, according to its press release. To meet those ambitious standards, the Civic Building follows passive solar principles and is equipped with numerous energy-saving and producing systems, such as a series of photovoltaic arrays throughout the structure that total nearly 15,000 square feet, composting facilities, and a rainwater recycling system. The building is the first structure in California to be granted the right to convert rain to potable water on site. In addition to serving as a landmark structure for the environmental sustainability movement, the Santa Monica City Services Building also champions financial sustainability. The building, which is planned to have a 100-year lifespan, is expected to cost less than the projected cost of the private commercial lease agreements that previously housed the disjointed city agencies around Santa Monica within 30 years.
I think this is a great story, Summers, because it reminds us that while we have this immediate emergency that we're all focused on, there's longer-term issues that we still have been thinking about and dealing with and creating energy net zero or net negative energy buildings is one of those things that we really have to design for the future to survive as a society, even beyond the most media crises. Anyway, I like this story a lot.
It's exciting because there is opportunity to have our architects and our industrialists and everyone coming together to create solutions. And this is like a big cornerstone of the Optimist Daily, is that the world's problems, whether it be climate or housing,
health, and equity,
all of this can come together into one solution that benefits everybody. And it's not in the absence of capitalistic goals or in the focus of, it's that stakeholder capitalism. And it's really exciting to see here.
Yeah. All right. Well, in our next story for today from our education section, it's about children's book authors hosting virtual live readings for children. Last week, we shared a story about how artists are hosting virtual concerts on Instagram to keep self-distancing fans entertained. Now, online platforms are hosting something more entertaining for our younger generation. Children's book authors are performing live readings for elementary school audiences. Authors are taking to Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube for their child entertainment series, which some are calling, quote, Stay In Storytime, or, quotes, Operation Storytime. Last week, Oliver Jeffers read one of his books to his 267,000 followers on Instagram, complete with alien spaceships and sound effects. Newbery winner Matt De La Pena, screenwriter John August, and Instagram's own Eva Chen have also taken up the cause and offered their own live reading sessions. Celebrities like Jennifer Garner and Josh Gad are also joining in. Keeping our children entertained and educated at home for the foreseeable future is a daunting task for many parents. Fortunately, technology makes it easier to find educational resources and connect with other parents for tips and tricks, such as Mo Willems' live Lunchtime Doodle series on YouTube. Hearing their favorite books read by the authors themselves is exciting for children and can bring in outside teacher component they may be missing while not in class. These charming online reads are also a great reminder of the simple joy of childhood stories, and they're good for us adults too. These beloved storybooks provide a wonderful escape from the anxiety that some families may be feeling.
Story time has become a very critical part of our family time here, and my itty-bitty little girl is just getting old enough to really enjoy books. We are reading Pat the Bunny and Bunny
Boo. I just want to mention that Summer's just put on her bunny headband right now, so I can see her on Skype where we're recording this today. So
I sort of unknowingly did it. I was like, oh, I need to push my hair back. And then
your,
I realized
your story time headband, I guess, is on.
I am currently wearing my bunny ear story time headband. All right, a little levity, Christy. We got to have it around here these days. Our last story today in the environment section of the Optimist Daily. Sunday was World Water Day. These tips will help save water in your daily life. This past Sunday was World Water Day. The day was founded by the United Nations in 1993 to celebrate the important role water plays in human and ecosystem health. In honor of this day, we bring you a variety of ways we can all save water for ourselves and for those who do not have easy access to safe, potable water sources. The bathroom is a common water wasting site. To cut down on water misuse in the bathroom, take shorter showers, turn off the faucet while you brush your teeth, and consider investing in a low-flow showerhead. You can also check your pipes for leaks and your toilet by putting some food coloring in the tank to see if the color seeps into the bowl without flushing. Lastly, you can consider getting a dual flush toilet as well. In the kitchen, dishwashing and food prep practices affect your water usage. Washing produce by dunking it in a bowl of water rather than running the tap is a great way to start saving water. Use a dishwasher if you have one, as they actually use less water than hand washing, but only run them on a full load. I will tell you that having five people at home all day, every day right now, Christy, we are running that dishwasher twice a day.
I understand.
It's crazy. Consider investing in a faucet aerator that allows you to adjust the water flow. In the garden, you can make sure to only water your lawn during cool hours of the day with no wind, or consider replacing your lawn altogether with a native plant garden, like our story yesterday on the Optimist Daily. Layers of mulch around trees also help prevent evaporation. Weeding your garden also helps to cut down on water waste, and gray water dividers can be used to repurpose household water to hydrate your yard. Make sure you cover your pool if you have one, and use brooms rather than a hose to clean patios. Lastly, you're actually better off taking your car to a car wash than doing it yourself when it comes to water waste. The last category is not in your house, but in your pocket. Using your money to buy Energy Star and WaterSense products, also take public transportation. And limit your purchases of water-intensive products such as beef, coffee, and eggs are all solutions for flexing your dollar to save water. I'm not sure I can spend less on coffee right now. Water is one of our planet's most valuable resources. Demand for water is expected to increase by more than 50% in the next 20 years. Taking daily steps to reduce your personal water waste will benefit your health, global ecosystems, and your wallet.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to the Optimist Daily Update. We promise to continue to share positive, solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure that it is changed for the good. We promise to cover current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and to offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
Please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com, and for just $5 a month, support reader-funded independent journalism. Do you hear the cat? Hey, Clover. Your contributions help us continue to do this for you. Be part of the solution, changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset.
Sounds like a good plan, Summers. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.